The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. Penn State hosts Indiana on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Go straight to questions, please.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of David Jones, 10live.com.
James, how are you?
Good, David. How are you, buddy?
Great, man. What did you think of Lamont Wade's post on social media? And secondly, have you given players any particular guidance on what they should say, do, not do, and in particular about this this issue?
No, I mean, we had a lot of discussions last year when this thing started. You know, we said we were going to take the time on the bye week to sit down and have a really good discussion as a team. Heard all different perspectives. You know, had a really good, had really good dialogue, had a really good discussion. You know, and I was proud of how the guys handled it. And then this year, obviously, you know, we had a discussion again, but it was a different discussion because we had spent so much time, I mean, talking about it last year, that this year was more about the leadership council and then, you know, get with the team and kind of get back to me. But, you know, for me, you know, to me, this is what college athletics is all about. This is what our country is all about. That's what makes it so special, is that you have people with so many different backgrounds and so many different perspectives. And different opinions, but that we respect all those opinions. And I think, you know, we're at a time right now in our country where, you know, we're forgetting it, the thing that makes us so special and makes us so interesting is our differences. And we're right now we're at a point in our country where we're focusing on our differences as a negative, where I think it's really the thing that makes us so unique. Is our differences and respecting those and appreciating those. So that's my message with my players is I want my players to have discussions on college campuses. I want our players to have discussion in the locker room. I want our players to be able to express themselves on social media. But what I want them to do is I want them to take their time and I want them to be thoughtful and I don't want them to be emotional. And I want them to articulate themselves and I want them to voice themselves. And I want them to, when you're stating something or when you're discussing something, you're looking at it from both perspectives. I think that's one of the problems is most people only want to look at an issue from their perspective. And that's why I'm so proud of Lamont as a true freshman. He was thoughtful, you know, he took his time and expressed himself and did it in a very respectful manner, but spoke from the heart.
And didn't use it in a venue that could be misconstrued, is what I thought. He said his own words, his own thoughts, in a venue apart from the team.
Correct. And I think the other thing is, you know, because as you know, it's as an educator and as a college football coach, this is part of my responsibility and this is part of my job, but it's also – you know, part of my job to make sure that we're ready to play this Saturday. And that's the balance of all these things. And obviously as an African-American football coach, you know, I have, you know, some pretty strong opinions and feelings about it myself, but those are personal.
Thanks, James.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Jeremiah Davis, the Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach, I was curious. I noticed in Kinnick on Saturday that your team was in the locker room for the national anthem. I'm just not being following your team regularly. I was curious if that was a regular thing or if that was new.
Yeah, that's our normal routine. We don't do the national anthem at our stadium, so that's just we just stick to our normal routine.
If, you know, off of what you were just talking about, if there was a national anthem protest or something like that.
We just stick to our normal routine. This is how we do things.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Casey Campbell with G1Sports.com.
Hey, James. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. talk about the emotions of getting a win at a very tough place to play and a very tough team to play in Iowa.
Well, first of all, just so much respect. Coach Ferentz has done an unbelievable job there. The consistency in how they prepare and how they play and how they recruit, the environment, one of the best environments. You know, I've been a head coach in the SEC, a head coach in the Big Ten, and I've coached in every major conference. I thought the environment was fantastic. I thought the Children's Hospital after the first quarter, you know, I took a moment and waved up there as well. What a special tradition. The pink locker rooms, the whole deal. I mean, it was fantastic, and it was a really, really tough place to play, and we were fortunate to leave with a win. I think if you look at any, really good season, there's always one game like that where you have to gut it out and find a way to get a win, and our team is gritty, and we found a way to do it. But, for me, I've always had a lot of respect for the University of Iowa, but now after going and seeing it firsthand and trying to play, in that environment, it makes you respect it even more.
Thank you, Coach, and enjoy it, and good luck in this week's game.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Your next question comes from the line of Leo Haggerty with It Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Hey, Liam, how are you?
Pretty good. Coach, the Iowa game, is that a perfect example with its peaks and valleys as why coaches' lives get shortened?
Yeah, I started out that game at 45 years old, and I finished the game at 55. There's no doubt about it. Not only do you have your own emotion, but you're feeding off the emotion of your players on the sideline. You're feeding off of the emotion in the stadium. Somebody had posted a video, which I thought was really pretty cool, is, all the students back here at Penn State watching the game in restaurants or bars or their apartments and their reaction. It's what makes college football so special, but there's no doubt about it that, you lose your hair, you bite your nails, you battle and fight for every inch on the field. And, I think that's what makes college football so special is not only that, but the importance of the regular season, probably more so, probably more important than any other sport is the regular season in college football.
Coach, when we're looking at that last play, when you have to throw the football, it got really congested down around the goal line. Would you like a little bit more room other than 4, 5, 6 yards to try and throw the ball when you have to score?
Yeah, we didn't do a great job there with our pattern distribution. Guys shortcut their routes or rounded off their breaks. And, what happens is kids try to make plays, and, that almost ended up backfiring on us because we had too many receivers and too many defenders, in an area. And when you're in the red zone, it's magnified because there's not a lot of space down there as it is. So the details, the specifics, the depth, the routes, the sharpness of the way you run the routes, all those things are so important. And we were able to get away with it, but we got to learn from it, and we got to grow from it. So we're going to be doing red zone today in practice.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.